The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter, verse 36, come these words. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The title of the devotion is Freedom. Not all freedom is good. To pick out the good from the bad, ask the question, freedom from what? Freedom from law? Freedom from duty? Freedom from God? Not good. Freedom from tyranny? Freedom from repression? All good. How about total freedom from disease and accident and heartache? Not possible. Let it be stated clearly, the freedoms that we Americans enjoy are precious. People have sacrificed their lives to protect them. We do not want to lose them. But they are limited. They do not extend beyond the grave. They do not free our souls. What good is freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and the right to bear arms when we are facing death and the judgment seat of God? The people of Jesus' day resented his words that called them slaves. They snapped back, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" That's in John 8:33. They could not see the chains that bound their souls. They could not see that Satan ruled their hearts and minds. They needed to look into the mirror of God's law. When they did, they would see their sin and their chains. Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin, said Jesus. Slavery is the opposite of freedom. The slave who thinks he is free is kidding himself. How foolish to think that sin is an expression of freedom. At the time of the judges in the Old Testament, it is reported, and everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges 17:6. The result was horrible. There was no justice. There was no freedom. Humans are not God. The reality is clear. Those who reject the rule of the Holy One are rebels. Such rebellion is always futile, always ends badly. Even if they do not realize it, those rebels are chained to a demonic leader who has already been judged and condemned. Their end will be the same. But there is still hope for those locked in spiritual chains. There's someone who can break the grip and smash the lock that binds the captive. It happened to us. The Son of God snapped our chains. He died that we might live. We are free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. We pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedoms that you've given us to enjoy in America. We thank you for calling forth those who have defended those freedoms. We thank you for the perfect freedom that you have given us in Christ. We thank you for being our Savior God. Keep us free. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.